Good evening, everyone. This is the Pacifica National Audit Committee coming to order at 8:46 p.m. Eastern, 5:46 p.m. Pacific time. Sorry for those of you who are waiting to hear the streaming meeting. We had some technical difficulties getting online, but here we are. So we have a short agenda for the open meeting. First, I guess we will perform the roll call. Let me get my list. Oh, I should identify myself. This is Eileen Rosen. I'm chair pro tem. So, okay, here's my list. Adriana Kasanev.
Present.
Yep. Adrienne Laviolette.
Here.
Okay, Carol Travis. No Carol yet. Elaine Duncan.
Here.
Okay, Grace Aaron.
Here.
Jamie Gomez.
Here.
Okay, James Sagerton.
Here.
Julie Hewitt. Julie, I know you're there. Ken Laufer?
I am. Did I just unmute myself?
I guess so.
Okay, sorry about that.
There's a member from Los Angeles who's never joined us, Marlena Bond. Well, we'll get back to her in a minute. Maskila, you're here. Okay, so we're just missing Carol and Marlena. Do you other Los Angeles people know Marlena and know if she is planning to join us on this committee?
Jamie, do you have her number? I don't.
No, I don't have her number.
I have
well,
a phone number.
Let me see. Maybe I have it.
I think I've got it here. I shouldn't give it to you over the air, though, probably.
Are we streamed already? Being streamed?
Oh yeah.
Yes,
we're on the air.
Okay.
But I presume you guys know her or have met her in LSB meetings, so I don't know, I've sent her a number of messages and never heard anything back. So
does she have the call in number? Because
yes, I sent it directly to her last time.
Okay.
And told her, you know, this is your number, so you keep it. One thing I wanted to bring up at the beginning of the meeting, I received a request from someone for us to always identify ourselves and our station before or when starting to speak. I understand why somebody would want that. At the same time, it seems like it would, you know, just make things a little less agile. How do you all feel about that? Is that a normal procedure? Normal practice, I mean?
Yes, for the listeners.
Okay. So we could just say, you know, maybe our first name and the station really quickly. You know, I would say Eileen PFW. So maybe along those lines. All right, so let's see. I think we can wait till, I don't know where Carol is tonight. She was on last time. So we'll see if she turns up before we etch it into the minutes forever. All right, next item on our little agenda is approval of the minutes from the last meeting. Grace did a very nice job.
I move to approve the minutes.
Okay. I think we don't need to second things in committee. Is that right?
That's
minutes,
correct.
As long as you correct how you spelled my last name, Grace, the minutes are approved.
No, I don't.
You saw that?
I don't know if I. Yes. Did I send a corrected email?
Oh,
I'm
you
not
shouldn't
sure if I did.
Just for one letter, but you know, when you, we should send it off to Janet Coburn, or you could just send it to me, the final version. I'll send it to Janet for the moment.
Okay.
As we were discussing before the meeting actually started, for our listeners, we don't yet have, we haven't had elections of a secretary nor of a permanent chair because a couple of the offices haven't yet finished electing their own reps for the PNB committees. So that's New York and KPFA. But we still need a secretary. Last time Grace volunteered to be secretary. Is somebody else willing to take that on for this meeting? Somebody's got to take notes. Come on, guys.
I volunteer Grace Aaron that did a great job.
Okay, I'll do it again this meeting, but please,
okay.
We need to find another secretary because I have many... many PNB tasks as well as this. So,
I'm
but
sure
I'll,
you
I'll do it for this meeting.
But you did get it out like 3 seconds after the meeting started and ended last time. So I guess
that's the best way.
And it was great. I guess we need timekeepers just to keep an eye on things. We don't need to be too terribly strict. Adriana, go ahead.
KPFT, I volunteer to take the timekeeper.
Okay. Would that be for, that would be for each individual, right?
For individual, what do you want me to do?
I don't know. We don't have many items. It's kind of one
okay.
long
individual.
Discussion, I think. So what if we decide? We should write this down in our standing committee rules. Is it 3 minutes for statements and 1.5 to pose questions? Does that sound right? Does anybody remember anything else?
I believe that was 2 minutes for a statement and 90
okay.
seconds.
Okay. Okay. But we also, like I said, we don't really have to be too terribly strict. My computer is just acting up. Come on, don't do that. For my own notes. Don't do this. All right, I use a different program. Okay. So basically what we have, I think, to talk about in the open meeting is to review the status of the audits. As you know, we are currently in the midst of finishing our fiscal year 2016 general audited financial statements for Pacifica. That audit cannot be completed until the audit of the two different pension or retirement plans are completed. So they're
Eileen?
Yes.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but do we have an agenda for this meeting? The agenda would just be review of the status of the audits.
Of the audits. That's all I've got for the open meeting. And maybe you were off at that time, you know, getting Fred for us, but I asked if anybody had any other items for the open meeting. So... and I don't mind if you think of them, you know, as we go along as well. And that's everybody.
Well, I'd like to suggest something. We would have a review of the status of the audits. Mm-hmm. And then after that, other business, if any, 5 minutes. Then after
right.
that, review of action items, 5 minutes, and then 9.
Oh, okay.
Set next meeting, 5 minutes, and then 10 would be, then the last thing would be adjourned. I'm sorry, I gave the agenda item numbers, but they're all wrong. How about that, if we have that, add those things to this. So it would be review of status of the audits, and then other business, and then review of
Action item.
Action items, and then set next meeting, and then adjourn. How's that?
Right. That's fine. That's great.
Shall we ask if there's any for a motion to approve the agenda? In order to take the minutes, it'd be nice if we. Sorry to be intrusive, but.
No, that's great. I hadn't gotten around to really coming up with much of an agenda besides what I said, so I appreciate this. Will somebody move to approve the agenda? Or first we should ask, does anyone have any other items they would like to add right now? None heard? Can I move to approve the agenda?
So move.
Okay. Okay. So?
Okay, any objection? Would you ask if there's any objection to approving the agenda?
Okay. Right. Any objection? None heard, the agenda is approved.
Okay, one other quick other thing. Adriana is going to be volunteer to be the timekeeper for statements. Are you going to keep the time for the agenda items, Eileen? We don't have any times, actually. It's just free-flowing agenda.
I think it's free-flowing. I don't think it's going to take a very long time. I will set an alarm for 5 minutes before or 3 minutes or something before the half hour.
Okay. I will let you know.
Okay. Oh, you'll let us know? Okay, that's great. Thank you, Adriana. All right. So, onward with the status of the audits. And I do request that others of you who are on the PNB and who might have complimentary information or other details that, you know, could help us, please chime in. I started to say that we are working on finishing up the 2016 audit of our financial statements. We did get the extension that we were hoping for, and I believe it's due around the middle of June. Turned out that the officials in question apparently hadn't seen the request, and that was why we didn't hear anything back. And, you know, they kept us chewing our nails for a few weeks, but they hadn't seen it. And once our auditors got in touch with them, they seemed to have approved it right away. So that was really great news. Because as we said, I hate to repeat the more dire items involved since they're not going to happen, but I will anyway, because if we hadn't turned in our audit, if we did not get the extension, didn't turn in our audit, we were vulnerable to having our 501c3 status yanked. So that has not happened, and that's a great thing. In order to finish the 2016 audit, we have to have finished the two retirement plan audits. I sent you all an email. Did I get anything? Not yet. I forwarded you all an email that I had sent to Sam asking for some clarification on the two plans. I know that there are two plans. One, I think, and please correct me if you know more than I do, one, I believe, is part of the collective bargaining agreements. And one of my questions is, I'm assuming that that retirement plan applies to people who are not management, but workers who are part of the unions, and that the other plan, which is a 403B, which is like a 401K except for nonprofits and has some advantages, is for perhaps management. I'm not sure. So I wanted Sam to clarify that for us. And it's also not clear to me if the workers or management or whoever are the recipients of these plans, of these benefits, if they if the staff people contribute money out of their paychecks to their retirement or not, and if so, if some amount of that is matched by Pacifica, or if Pacifica simply has a commitment to chip in X percent of their salaries to the employees' retirement plans. I don't know if the two different plans have the same kinds of numbers working for them. I am aware that KPFK has had a different setup, but that's in the process of being figured out and calculated, and it will become the same, I guess, as the others. I hear people making noises like somebody wants to say something. Am I wrong? Is somebody sighing heavily, perhaps, talking about pension plans? So I'm not clear on all these things, and part of the reason I want to know is because it influences how much Pacifica will owe its workers, its employees, because there are fines and interest and fees and all kinds of things attaching to these two plans, and we are behind by about 2 years, I think, in paying into them. So I wanted to understand better what it all meant. Now, I sent you guys Sam's latest, the CFO's latest communication about where he was on the plans. Let's see. Here it is, I think. Did people get a chance to read it over? I guess you're not all going to say, yes, I did, or no, I didn't. But we are, Sam has gotten attorneys, labor attorneys, because apparently it's very complex, and the plans have very complicated details for them. We've also lost our third-party administrator. That means that we don't have basically a broker who's dealing with these things for us. So we have to find a new one, and I guess the CFO is looking for one. I don't know where. I think he has a couple of names, and he's trying to talk to them, I suppose. Sam, also the CFO, is estimating that it's going to take $750,000 to pay off all the retirement plan accounts. He said it's very much an estimation, an estimate. We don't know how it's going to turn out. Also, it sounded to me like some of the retirement plan benefits aren't quite written in stone. I imagine that employees were told they would receive them, but there's not sort of a legal document about it. So it's not, I guess the collective bargaining agreements probably have a more strict interpretation. I think everybody believes that all employees should receive the benefits they were expecting to receive, even if it might not be legally required. I was wondering if that would give us any wiggle room in terms of scheduling the payments, because coming up, if we have to pay everything in one fell swoop, that's going to be hard to get the funds, along with everything else we're trying to pay for. If we have if we could pay over, a few months or half a year, I think that would help us out. That's about all I wanted to say about these. Does anybody have comments or questions? Okay.
Ellen,
Hi, Elaine. Go ahead.
I'm from KPFT. I had a question you said about that possible payout. I know on the letter with the top one, I don't know what date he sent this to you, had March 15th date on it. The attorney stated that at this time employees cannot claim their distribution checks if requested. So we don't have to pay at this time, but a comprehensive correction plan needs to be implemented to remove the failures and bring us up current. So because we haven't paid any money into it for, it, this says 3 years, then there's not enough money in to pay anybody, so nobody can get any money out, correct?
That's what I understand, but I think maybe that'll be when once they finish the...
I think it's asked for the 301B, but I think the labor union one will be a lot stricter.
Yes, that's what I
have to pay
kind of understand as well.
Yeah.
That's what I imagine.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know if it's that they have to finish, you know, all the formulas and figuring out exactly what is owed to whom. If they're going to wait until everything's figured out before anybody can be paid anything, it's not clear to me. But I guess we'll find out. But in any case, they got to figure it out, you know, within the next couple of months. So let's hope that that can happen. The other scary news, though, is that the fiscal year 17 audit is due, oh gosh, what was the month? I want to say August or September. And the auditors sounded a little skeptical to me as to whether it was feasible to get it done by then, because they will still have to do the two retirement plans again and catch up. You know, I think we're starting to really become aware of, you know, each station, what it needs to do to prepare for an audit and how to get it to Pacifica. And, you know, I get the feeling that there is some movement towards improving record keeping and all this, but you know, there's still a lot to be done. So I don't know. I guess the audit committee will be meeting about the fiscal year 17 audit as well when the time comes. Let's get through 16 and see what happens. In our last meeting, we did discuss that sort of very rough budget that Sam had sent out to do the fiscal year 17, 18, and 19 audits, but as we had discussed here, we wanted to get those budgets broken down a little more, and I didn't ask him for that particular information, but I asked him what does he need from now through the end of this fiscal year, September 30th, to get the fiscal year 16 and 17 audits done. What kind of cash does he need? And I guess, let's see, I sent that off to Nancy Sorden for her to take it to the PNB for them to help figure out a way that we would pay for that and for him to be able to get the staff he needs, because as we have noted a number of times, he just doesn't have enough staff to get it all done. So I'm not sure what, if anything, has happened about that in the PNB. Can any of the directors tell us anything about that? Was it? Yeah. Go ahead, please.
Yes. It was at KPFT. we talked in the last audit meeting that some of this information we need to discuss in executive session, because there are more parts to this to what just said.
Another
part that need to be specifically in executive session. But I think that we cannot address it here.
Okay, that's fine. We can put it off. Just what I was foreseeing for the executive session were some of the more qualitative information about the audits. But, okay, if you say it's confidential, then we can't discuss it here. And I don't know what it is. So so we'll just leave it for then. There was so much going back and forth. Let me look at this other item here. One thing about the audit is that the auditors were saying that they didn't quite have all the information they needed in order to, you know, find the numbers for liabilities and things. So that would apply to some of our pending things like the Empire State and loans and what's going to happen with all this. So just so you know, our interim executive director did allow the loan documents and other confidential information to be sent to the auditors. And, you know, they are to keep it confidential for the time being, but in a way that would allow them to at least, you know, crunch some numbers, basically, and, you know, move forward on the audit. So that's information. Was somebody
okay,
about
Eileen?
To say something? Yes.
Eileen, can
yes,
I say
yes,
something?
Go ahead. Please do.
I'm thinking of putting forward a motion. Let me read it and see what other people think.
Okay.
And that's this. I wrote it down. The audit committee would like to know from the IEG and CFO exactly what steps need to be taken to resolve internal financial recording and reporting deficiencies. Further, the audit committee would like this broken down by unit, including what measures need to be taken specifically and what progress has been made to remedy these deficiencies. I don't think this motion is sensitive or confidential in any way.
No, I think that's interesting, and I would ask you to read it again.
Okay.
Maybe the second time?
The audit committee would like to know from the IED and CFO exactly what steps need to be taken to resolve internal financial recording and reporting deficiencies. Further, the audit committee would like this broken down by unit, including what measures need to be taken specifically and what progress has been made to remedy these deficiencies.
Okay.
What I mean by recording and reporting, recording would be, for instance, keeping a record of all expenses and all income. Reporting would be, doing reports like tax returns or audits, audit compliance. So that's why I made that distinction between recording and reporting deficiencies. Does that make sense?
It does. I'm thinking if that's financial recording, financial processes. I think that's okay for...
If it's not clear, we could change the wording.
Yeah. Resolve. I mean, really, it's sort of, you know, bookkeeping.
Or financial accounting. That's accounting.
Financial.
Accounting and reporting deficiencies as that.
Sure. Does anyone else want to comment on Grace's motion?
Well, I'd like to second it. This is Elaine, KPFT. I think it's a good idea and it needs to be done.
This is Adrienne, KPFT. Can I say something? I liked recording because I don't want the accounting to be confused with actual crunching of the numbers. I think that recording is just the process of recording it. I like it, but it's fine either way.
Okay.
I would, or as an alternative, financial bookkeeping, documentation, and reporting. Because documentation means you can find all those receipts to back up what you're saying you spent. That's really important. And I know there are lots and lots of boxes of lots and lots of paper that, you know, sometimes it's hard to find what you're looking for.
Adriana, KPFT.
Go, Adriana.
Yes. Part of the job that was always done at the stations was exactly that. We have a ledger where every station, I know that some, for example, I think that happened with WPSW at some point in time and with WBAI, they have problems using the same system that the whole foundation is using. That's why the KPFT business manager was doing part of that, and at some point in time, the national office was doing part of that. But basically, every other station, I mean KPFT, KPFA, KPFK, have their own business managers, and they, I mean, it's not any justification, in my view, that it's not really everything clear. Once the auditors review or ask for a specific documentation, it's a different situation, but it's not any reason why that would not be up to date. Could be some discrepancies that could be discussed, but doesn't make any sense.
That let me ask you
having
something.
A full business manager, you don't have that up to date.
Let me ask you guys something. Besides BAI and PFW, are the rest of, well, we only have KPFK and KPFT. Are you guys using the same accounting system that Pacifica National Office is using? The Great Plains?
You mean
PKNA?
Yes.
You both are. Okay.
Yeah. KPFK is, yes. I'd like to explain a little bit.
Sure, and I will then have some news about this as well. Go on, Grace.
Maybe you want to give your news first.
Well, first of all, I understand that the version, I have several points. The version of the accounting software that you guys have been using is like 10 years old, and apparently the National Office is in the process of getting it updated. It's no longer called Great Plains. It's called Microsoft, I think, Dynamics, something like that. And there was some talk about once they get it up to speed, maybe they could share it with everyone, even WPFW, perhaps. It's not clear to me. WPFW, as long as I've been hanging around there, which is 2 or 3 years or 2.5, has not had accounting software. They've had, like, spreadsheets. And lately, I have, not to get into too deep here, but our external accountants and me and some other people have wanted to try and get a copy of QuickBooks just to start putting our information into an accounting system. Sam was not in favor of this. He said, oh, it's duplicating things and you won't use it and I don't know what, but I don't agree with him. Nobody agrees with him on my side because we don't have any system right now. And I think that's been a real problem. So I've been trying to figure out, I've been trying to get access to Pacifica's account at TechSoup. If, for those of you who don't know what TechSoup is, it is a provider of software to nonprofits at extremely low rates, sometimes just an administrative fee. So, for example, for the QuickBooks we want to get, it would cost us $50 for the year, whereas the commercial rate is $50 a month, things like that. Apparently nobody's accessed it for a long time. I went on, I was able to find that Pacifica does indeed have an account and even sub-accounts for each of the five stations and the archives, but I'm not sure how to get to them yet. So I'm working on it because, you know, everybody could use some cheap software, right? Any of us might want to update this or that in our offices. So that's where I'm at with that. We don't have a business manager. We had one briefly a couple of years ago. He was, for some reason that I still don't understand, restricted to 10 hours a week, and that wasn't enough, especially without an accounting program. It's kind of fuzzy to me as to what happened there. But anyway, that was my news. I hope that we can, you know, move forward on this. I'd love to see us, WPFW, get its books in order. And for those of you who know how accounting programs work, most of them can spit out the reports or the data you enter however you need it, so it could be then entered into Great Plains. So it's not really, I don't see it as a contradiction the way Sam does, you know, and I think it's a great alternative to having nothing. That's my position. All right. Grace, you had a point for several.
I think what you're saying is indicative of the problems that we're having in Pacifica with our financial bookkeeping and documentation and reporting.
Mm-hmm.
In New York, there's a similar situation. I can tell you that at KPFK, when we take pledges or when money comes in relatively small amounts and volume, it's quite mm-hmm. a job to get everything recorded into the membership databases and into accounting software. KPFK uses Memsys, and also Great Plains or Dynamics. Is that what it's called now, the Microsoft?
It will be when you get the new version.
Okay,
or
so
new version. Mm-hmm.
Yes, yeah, so the we have a business manager, a full-time business manager. We also have a membership director. And under him, there are a couple of other staff who just keep the membership databases current. And that's all financial reporting, recording and reporting. And that goes to the business manager. So we have at least three or four full-time employees doing those tasks. At we have approximately that's needed because our total revenue ranges between $2.5 and $3 million a year.
Mm-hmm.
WBAI still has an income total revenue of about somewhere between $1.2 and $1.5 million a year. Mm-hmm. However, they only have about five or six full-time employees. No business manager, no room in the budget for a business manager, really, although I think that the national office has been saying that there should be a business manager hired for WBAI. But if you take into consideration the amount of work it is to keep the membership database current, as well as the accounting information current, it's quite a bit of work. It takes a certain number of employees. What was done at WBAI is the general manager has been using a program called Volution, which I think he got as a gift, and that tracks. They have an outside company that takes the pledges, out of house.
Okay.
And they dump that information into this program called Volution, and he's able to get a lot of information automatically through that. I don't think they have the capacity at that station to do all the detailed financial work, which includes membership database maintenance, as well as the financial reporting of income as well as expenditures, because they are simply understaffed. So this is going to need an overhaul of our system because QuickBooks is just not going to hack it. It doesn't have enough capacity, from what I've been told, to deal with that much information. It can deal with one station, probably, but not six or seven units.
No, I'm extremely familiar with QuickBooks. Exactly. It was to be an interim thing. I'm sorry, Adrian.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Sorry?
You told me to let you know.
Thank you.
German time.
Thank you. Okay. To sum up, I think PSW is largely in the same sort of situation as you described for BAI. We just don't have enough full-time staff. We have a development director, I think her title is, who's basically doing the membership work and doesn't really have enough time to do a lot more. There is another person working, not sure even how many hours, 10 to 20 hours a week, trying to help keep the documentation in order and performing some administrative and financial tasks, but nothing like on the order of, you know, bookkeeping, getting everything into a system, and everything's done on spreadsheets. So that's where we're at, and that does have to change if we're going to do any better at these things.
When you say spreadsheets, is that electronic or physical, pencil and paper?
Well, at least electronic. No, at least I think it's on Excel. I hope it's in Excel. Yeah, it's in Excel. But, and we don't use MemSys because our MemSys server crashed, apparently. We've got something that was designed by Otis, one of Pacifica National's tech people.
Yes.
I think somebody else in the system's using it. And I'm not sure exactly what it generates, but I assume it. I've seen reports from our fund drives, and, you know, we have the information of how many donations by, you know, and how much money for each show, for each hour of the fund drive. So we get that information, and I assume it, you know, because membership information goes into it, so I'm guessing we get it out of there as well. But I haven't seen that. We have reached the end of our time for this part of the meeting. So I'm wondering if we have any other business.
Don't we have a motion on the floor?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yes, we do. Thank you.
Do we need to move to extend, or do we just go ahead?
We can go ahead for a few minutes, I think. We're right for 5 or even 10 minutes if needed. Let's deal with the motion.
Would you like me to read it with the slight changes?
Sure.
Okay. The audit committee would like to know from the IED and CFO exactly what steps need to be taken to resolve internal financial bookkeeping, documentation, and reporting deficiencies. Further, the audit committee would like this broken down by unit, including what measures need to be taken specifically and what progress has been made to remedy these deficiencies.
May I get a point of information?
Go ahead.
This is for Grace. Are these the deficiencies that were mentioned in the
letter?
Yeah.
Yes.
It could be those and any other deficiencies.
Just in general. In
general, we've just been discussing some deficiencies. No business managers at two stations, lack of a uniform accounting system.
Okay, so my question goes to the idea of, do you want to mention, as you just were, some of the specific deficiencies that you have in mind as either examples or as an inclusive list, and would you want to include the ones that were mentioned in the auditor's report, et cetera?
Adriana? Go ahead, Adriana.
I that we cannot, this is an open session, and it's an open meeting, and this motion is in an open meeting. We cannot mention things that are in the management letter, because that's a belonging.
Right, that's confidential.
But, exactly. But I think that what the motion that Grace put forward, I think that covers everything and can be answered part in the open session and part in the confidential, because I believe that some of the reasons we need to know in order to keep asking, right? I think that the motion is broad enough to allow, you know, we can you know, follow up after we have an answer for that, from that.
I agree with you, Adriana. I think it's fine the way it is, and we can send the details if needed later, but I think the very request for the steps or actions that need to be taken kind of include the details, as James was referring to.
Adrian, point of information.
Go, Adrian.
So we could, is it possible to just keep it broad, like Grace suggested, and then in a separate email, maybe you could email him and say, these are our pain points. These are the things that we thought you might want to specifically address.
We could. I think I would like to suggest that we keep it broad the way Grace has written it, and then we can discuss follow-up emails in the closed session.
Great. Thanks.
Okay,
can we, are we saying that this motion passes without objection?
I think we are, unless, if you have an objection, speak now. Hearing none, the motion passes. Great, thank you, Grace. I think that's very helpful.
You're welcome.
Okay. So action items are, what happens with the motion? Do I then send it to the CFO and the ED, you know, on behalf of the committee? Is that how it works?
Yes, I think so.
Okay. Grace, if you would. Yeah.
Yeah, I can, as secretary, I can send it to the IED and CFO as a motion and append the draft minutes, I guess.
Sure.
Or you can, or unless you want to send it to them as the chair.
It doesn't matter to me, really. I'm fine doing it or letting you do it. You said you have a lot to do, so if you want to just send it to me, I
no,
can.
No, I'm going to do the minutes anyway, so it doesn't matter. It's fine. I can send it.
All right, great. I don't think we have any other action items, do we? Hello, Ken, is that you?
Yeah, no, it's not me.
Oh, that wasn't you.
Sorry.
Talking. All right. Then I think we can just set our next meeting for an open session. Last time we talked about, some people were liked having weekly meetings just to be up to speed and to kind of show everybody that we're serious about this and keeping on top of it. But others aren't that happy about meeting every week. So I'm open to your discussion, because either way is okay with me for now.
This is Elaine at KPFT, and I'd like to say me every other week at the most. And if, you know, emergency comes up, we can schedule something sooner.
Okay.
Okay, Eileen, this is Grace. Sorry to be a pest. We had, after the review of the status of the audits, we had other business and then review of action items.
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
All right. I'm sorry. I missed that. And then just set the next meeting. That's where we're at, huh? Okay.
Yes.
Sorry.
And if you needed to know who is not here tonight, everybody except for Carol Travis and Marlena Bond.
I have, as being here, me, Adriana, let's see, Elaine Duncan, Jamie Gomez. Is Julie Hewitt on the call?
I am.
Yes, she's been on here.
Oh, good. Okay, Ken Laufer, Adrienne Laviolette, you, Eileen, James Sagerton, and Maskila Myrtle Washington.
What about William
Hewitt? Oh,
no,
William.
William, are
okay.
You here? No. Wait.
I haven't heard of him. I don't know if he's here.
No, he's not here. I don't think.
No, he's not here because he's not on this committee anymore.
Yeah.
Ken Laufer took his place.
No, Ken was on before as well, I think. Weren't you, Ken?
Yeah, I believe I was.
Yeah. Let me see. Ken was here last year, yeah.
William Heerwagen is now on the PNB. Last year he was on this committee as an LSD member.
LSD. Okay.
This year there can only be one person from WBAI on the committee as a director, and Ken was elected to be the director representative.
Oh, I see. Oh, okay, great.
Gotcha. For that?
Didn't even know that.
Oh, I see that.
You didn't know that either, huh, Ken?
Right, I did.
All right. Okay.
Okay, so where are we? We're at the...
Just once the meeting is over, I will send you contact information that I have from Marlena Bond, and maybe you KPFK people can get in touch with her and see what's up.
Okay. When is our next meeting? I didn't get that.
Oh, we were discussing it. We've had Elaine express her preference for having meetings every other week. And, we were just about to discuss it.
Okay.
Does that work for everybody? And then, like Elaine said, if we need to have an emergency meeting, we can do that.
April 2nd is open, Monday, April 2nd.
Okay, 1 second. I think Ken was trying to say
something. Yeah, I just wanted to make sure that it's not an emergency. I mean, last time I checked, things are not too good.
I'm not sure what an emergency meeting of this committee would be like, but, you know. We're mostly discussing things and trying to suggest things, but who knows?
So, at least so now, this part of the specific situation isn't a complete emergency. I mean,
it's an emergency, but it's not an emergency the audit committee can solve.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
You know, that's why we address. The CFO and the ED and the auditors and other people who actually can do something about all this.
And the audits are being done. I mean,
We explained that. Yes.
Yeah. What about the two? 2014, 2015. Are those completely finished?
Yes, those are completely finished.
It's not bad, I guess. Mm-hmm.
All right, so people, can we say that we'll meet again in 2 weeks from tonight? Any objections?
So this is Julie.
I'm sorry, who was Julie? Go ahead.
Yeah, so I just noticed that Carol Travis, who I think is not on the call this evening, said that she's on the Strategic Planning Committee, and they meet the second and fourth Mondays. And so ought to, if we're going to go every other week, we ought to try to go first, third.
What was that? Okay.
Madam Chair, Adriana?
Well, go ahead, Adriana.
The first Monday of April is the second and still open. I'm looking at the calendar, the Pacifica calendar. The first Monday is the second and it's open. And if you want 2 months, you should select first and third. I don't know.
Yes.
If anyone wants to do that.
Sounds great. So April 2nd and then April 16th?
Yes.
And theoretically, April 30th, but we don't have to set that one in stone yet. Yeah, so let's say April 2nd, and we'll get that one on the calendar. And then, you know, just pencil it in for the 16th. Okay? Any objections?
Yes.
Yep.
April, we have 5 Mondays in April.
Okay. Yeah.
Then we should put the 2nd and the 16th, you said?
Yeah, for now, at least, you know, we'll put the 2nd on the official calendar. And, you know, like I said, pencil it in for the 16th, but we can decide on the 2nd if that needs to change in any way, depending on strategic planning meetings and other things. Okay?
Yeah, so we can only executive, Madam Chair.
I guess we should put first open and then closed, 8:30 and 9:30 Eastern.
Perfect.
1 hour each. Is that all right? Okay, no objections? So, Adriana, you'll take care of noticing the meeting for the 2nd?
I'm doing it right now.
Great, thank you. All right, can we move to adjourn and move to our executive session?
So moved.
All right.